Federal law allows states to require citizenship for certain jobs, and Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee think that being a police officer should be one of them. Right now, officers and sheriffs can be legal permanent residents, known as green card holders.
They have authority that you and I will never have. I don't need to remind anyone in this room that use and authority and discretion, when improperly used, and it's a rare thing, but when it is so, people are damaged. People are deprived of life, liberty, and property.
That's Senator Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs, the sponsor of Senate Bill 120. He says citizens have a better understanding of the country's unique values, and he worries about divided loyalties.
It is not too much to expect that these individuals have a first loyalty as citizens to the United States of America and to our own Constitution.
I've always felt this country was very welcoming toward me.
That's Democratic Senator Daniel Kagan, originally from England. Kagan lived in the United States for 9 years before becoming a naturalized citizen.
It seems counter to that to say, if we give you permanent residency, we don't trust you to be a police officer in our state.
Kagan argues that non-citizens have already gone through a lot of hoops to come to the U.S. and legally work here. He says they are very patriotic.
It's actually a better way of predicting who will uphold American values than who happened to be born here.
County sheriffs and the Colorado Association of Chiefs of Police are against the bill. Peg Ackerman represents the sheriffs. If it were to pass, she testified that a number of departments across the state would be negatively impacted.
For some of our rural county sheriff's offices, they have difficulty finding really good employees. And so when they have a good employee, they want to hang on to them, and they don't care whether that person is just as a green card or as a citizen.
Current employees would be grandfathered in under the measure, but they would still have to eventually become a citizen.
There is some unfairness to people who worked hard to become police officers, that they are forced to make that kind of a decision or be fired and lose their livelihood.
Auraria Campus Police Chief Michael Phibbs testified on behalf of the chiefs of police. He says law enforcement officers go through a thorough vetting process, including background checks and physical and psychological evaluations.
We are unaware of any time that somebody who was not a citizen but a police officer ever had a conscience issue with choosing loyalties based on nationality or things like that. People can bring in much needed diversity into law enforcement. They can bring in language skills that departments don't have. They can bring in cultural understanding. They can bring in an ability to build bridges with communities that don't have that connection with their police department yet.
The state doesn't track how many non-citizen officers are employed in Colorado. The bill passed the Judiciary Committee on a party-line vote. It now heads to the full Senate for further debate. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.